Thank you, Jansen. Hi, Levi. This is Gail. How are you today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. I understand you were talking with Jansen, one of my mapping specialists, about the first page listing we're filling on Google today. Okay, I'm in the right place. Good. I like it when I land in the right place. So it sounds like you probably need maybe a few more details and pricing.
Yep.
All right. Happy to help you with both. So we don't have like a one size fits all. So what I can do though, Levi, is kind of give you a high level overview, walk you through how everything works, and then get the pricing credits applied that Jansen requested for you. And we can see if this makes a good fit. Would that work? Okay. So any questions so far aside from pricing?
Nope.
Okay. So I was just pulling up a quick scan to see how you're appearing online currently. Something that came up, and I can't, it hints, but I can't tell if it's you or not. When I searched for an electrician for your area, it came up with it. I think it was a home advisor. Looks like a home advisor in Angie's link. Are you using one of the services? Did it pop for you or?
We use Angie's, yes.
You do? Okay, great. And how long have you been with them?
2 months.
Oh, so it's fairly recent.
Yeah.
Okay. And how's it going for you there so far?
There's been some positive leads, but there's a lot of flaky people in the world, so.
I love how you put that. You are 100% right. You might even be 110% right.
Yeah.
Help me out, Levi. How do you pronounce the name of your city? Is it Nephi?
Yep.
I got it right? Wow. Okay.
Yep, Nephi.
All right. Perfect. So one of the things that we do that's rather unique, it's because of our Google partnership, we'll close the Nephi area and a 50-mile radius around your home base for your category of electrical. And that's actually very strict Google rules that we're required to follow. So what it means for you is inside that 50-mile radius, will never work with or promote any of your competitors into that first page position in the map. So Hollis Electric is the only company that we'll be placing there. And then we do all of the programming that's necessary so that anytime anyone is searching for your services, even if they don't know your company by name, let's say they're searching for a service panel upgrade, for example, you would come up right in the map on their first page search results. And then from there, they're able to just click and dial you directly. We don't filter or screen your calls at all. They all go right to you. And we don't charge for them. Clicks, leads, calls are unlimited. And it doesn't matter if you pick up 10 service panel upgrades and 5 change out the light switches in the house. Your price always stays the same. Making sense?
Yep. I have a question. So if somebody goes onto Google and searches electrician near me, I'm going to come up?
Yes. Okay. You'll come up in the map section for them. And then, so we also program so that you can be found on all mobile platforms, tablets, phones, you name it, doesn't matter if it's an iPhone or a Google phone or a Samsung phone.
Yeah. Perfect.
And then, of course, on desktops, too. Oh, and Alexa, you'll also be programmed so that people can search you through Alexa, too, which is pretty cool. I know a lot of people are moving toward the whole smart homes. And now, is that something that you would help in speaking of install too? I mean, can you set up like the smart home system?
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Awesome. Yeah. Is that a more, is that a higher profit type job or?
Yeah. Okay. It is and it isn't. The problem with a lot of smart technology is it's expensive just for the product itself. So a lot of people opt out of that sort of thing. But building systems and things like that, I definitely can do that.
Okay, perfect. So what we'll do is use all of your services as your keywords. So any of the services that you want to be found for, I mean, we could list every single one of them. I recommend, go with what's higher profit or what you want more of. I know service panel upgrades just from back when my dad was an electrician. I know those were high profit.
Those are bread and butter. Yep.
Okay, perfect. And, a lot of people, their home inspector says, well, you're going to need a service panel upgrade. And they don't know what it is. And that's exactly what they Google. So that's definitely, we want you on there for that. How about, are you doing any of the EV stations, the car charging stations?
In homes, yes. I haven't done any commercial ones, but those are typically, like Tesla and Rivian, they're starting to use subcontractors more. For a while, they had their own groups, basically. But those are all very doable. Yeah, and then we've already done quite a few in-home EV chargers and all that.
Awesome. Now, you actually, I need you to back up and unpack something else for me. You mentioned that Tesla and what was the other manufacturer?
Rivian.
Now, when you buy an electric vehicle, do you automatically, or is it included in there that they get an EV station? Is that how they run that?
They not always. So usually it's an extra buy, an extra purchase. People can include it in the purchase price, but they'll get the unit itself, and then obviously that doesn't include the install. So then you have to find a local electrician to do the install work.
I gotcha. Okay. Well, and especially since you've got, let me see here. Yeah, that's your Facebook page. It's on, must be under Hollis Electric. Yeah, there we go. Your phone number matches. So perfect. I think a good spot for you too is going to be on Facebook, not just on first page of Google. People are, of course, all abuzz about the electric vehicles, for one. But you've got such a nice presence there already. Facebook has been great for converting into clients, for my clients. Tell you what, let's get pricing applied for you, and let's see where we land on that and see if we can make it fit. So you're a good fit for the listing, for sure. And it sounds like this would help you, too, having people call you directly instead of you having to run people down. Okay, good. So our pricing is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more, even so much as a penny. There are no extras added, no taxes, no click fees or lead fees of any kind. And then we work on a month-to-month basis. No contracts.
Okay.
We believe in earning our keep month in and month out, just like you guys have to do on a daily basis. It's only fair. So we don't lock you in for any term length. So I put together a package that does include Facebook for you. And I was also able to get a website in there for you. Here. Perfect. So with your credits applied that Jansen requested, it lowers your monthly from $599 down to $349. And it lowered your setup also. Your setup drops from $299 down to $99. So the 99 net is a one time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. Even if you, maybe you're super busy, you need to pause for a little while. We have clients that'll pause like seasonal, 6 months at a time. So you can pause anytime you need to. No fee for starting back up again when you're ready to go again. And then it's just a flat $349 on a month-to-month basis. And that does include a website for you.
Glenn. Does that ever change?
Nope. Assuming we didn't get you set up today, no, it'll never change. I can actually lock you in at that rate for life, basically, as long as you're a client of ours. The reason they do that, when they open an area for programming, they give us, of course, discounts or sales that we can add to it to help you out and help fill the listing.
Real quick, I just want to do a real quick overview. So that price includes advertising on, so it gets me on Google front page for any and all services for electrician in general in my area within 50 miles. It gets me a website, and it gets me Facebook advertising, or how does that work?
Yes, it does. It includes, in the $349 already, is $100 that goes straight to Facebook. So we do your ad buy, we write the ads for you, manage them, and we also manage and monitor so that, obviously when someone clicks on your ad, Facebook is going to charge you or us, but they're averaging about 50 cents a click. So we manage what you're getting for click-throughs against your ad purchase. So you're not going over the 100. So it's not something that you have to sit and watch or worry that, oh, I've taken too many, or it's horrible when that happens. So we monitor that. And then, yes, you have everything else right. Website, yes. I see you've already got your Google Business profile, so that's wonderful. We'll program it as well so that it's up to date. We also send it's called a NAPW. It's a tool that we send out, and it looks for any inconsistencies in name or phone number, email address, website addresses. If there are any orphans dangling out there, it'll find them. And that allows us to go and clean up, if there's anything that doesn't match or is not pointing where it should, which is to you, we get all that cleaned up as well.
And will it be possible? So I don't live in Utah, my business partner, Justin, does. He's the one who's running the business in Utah. And so basically I would need it to all point to him as far as contact info and me as a secondary. Would that be fully possible?
100%. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
In fact, so you can both, even if you'd like. One of the first things that we'll do is we'll do your onboarding call. And that's a call with me. I'm the lead on your account. So with me and with your technician. And they'll go through, first and foremost, quality control. Is all of your information right? One more verification of that. And then talk about, what colors you want on your website, how to get your logo and photos to us, what you want your website to look like. And get all of those things nailed down. So if you want to do, if you want to have both of you on the onboarding call too, that's perfectly in bounds.
Okay. So I do need to talk to Justin first because he is a business partner of mine. I have the final say, but I still want to make sure he's on board with this. Is there any way that you can send me an email with contacts directly to you?
I would be happy to. In fact, I'm on the right screen. I was going to pop over there, but I'm going to just send you a text real quick with my phone number, so you've got that. And then I'll get your email address from you if my machine will move at the speed I want it to move, which is, you know, instant. All right, Levi, what's a good email address for you?
Hollis.electric@outlook.com.
That's easy.
Yeah.
Hollis.electric@outlook.com. Perfect.
Yes.
And now, another thought, if it's something you're interested in, could we get Justin on the phone on a three-way? That way I can answer any questions he has as we go.
So I actually have to go. I have a meeting I have to get to. But
okay.
I will, if it's all right with you, I will talk to him and then have him give you a call too.
Sure.
With that number that you gave me, and then you guys can go over a few things, and then after my meeting, I can talk to him and then we can make a decision.
That would be fine. That would be fine. I do need to let you know though that because it's an exclusive listing, I'm not able to hold it, and they are first come, first serve. Okay. Just wanted to make sure you were aware. All right. What is Justin's last name?
Openshaw. O-P-E-N-S-H-A-W.
Oh, well, that was just like it sounds. Openshaw.
Yeah.
And so I recognize the number when it comes in. Do you have his phone number handy?
Yes, I do. It is 435-580-9834.
Got it. And just curious, where do you live, Levi, if not in Utah?
I live in Oregon right now. I'm moving back to Idaho, though.
Oh, okay. Wow. Back to Idaho.
Yeah.
Now, when you get to Idaho, are you going to need some electrical work there, too?
Probably, but I actually still have a 9-to-5 there working for a government site. So, but I have to run, Gail. I will give you a call back, though.
Not a problem, and I will send an email over to you with all of the details and inclusions. You guys let me know if you have any questions, okay?
Okay, great. Thank you, Gail.
All right. You're welcome. We'll talk to you after a bit, Levi. Have a good day.
All right, you too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.